What's in the news? A GOP dilemma.
I believe that I had to withdraw my support.
I'm Peter King, and that's John McCain. The senator is one of more than two dozen elected Republicans who have publicly said they can no longer back Donald Trump.
It's not pleasant for me to renounce the nominee of my party.
McCain's announcement came after Republican Chair Reince Priebus reiterated the party's official support for him.
The Trump campaign and the RNC is working together. We're going to continue to work together. Make sure that he wins in November.
That after House Speaker Paul Ryan said he'd no longer campaign for Trump and basically said it's every man for himself when it comes to saving congressional seats for the GOP. Trump is doubling down.
We have to make sure that this election is not stolen from us and is not taken away from us.
And he's trying to turn attention away from the vulgar comments about women that triggered this latest round of anger, by turning attention to Bill Clinton's sexual past along with Hillary Clinton's public record.
I decided we would expose the hypocrisy of the Clintons and the media and our politicians to the entire world.
Clinton's response?
If he wants to talk about what we've been doing the last 30 years, bring it on.
Trump is clearly angry at Republicans who've pulled out. In a tweet sent out this morning, he says it's hard to do well when Paul Ryan and others give zero support. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.